B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I understand. I feel that love. But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but I really was, and I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself. And I believe I have the tools. I have the people around me. I have CBD medic team around me now to help me to deal with my pain whenever I need it, whenever during a workout, whatever it is, so I can do the most safe alternative way for myself. I believe I have the great people around me to get to where I need to get to in life. And I am very satisfied where I am in life now.
Very satisfied where he is in life right now.
That's right now.
Rob Gronkowski this morning in New York.
Did you hear that? But he's got a plan as to where his medic team needs to get him to be. Even though he's satisfied now, there's something at the end of the rainbow here. And he didn't shut the door. Guys that are done unequivocally 100%, and if you're that affected by it, you slam that door shut.
You don't feel that.
Anybody else feel it? Anybody else not think he's playing?
I don't know.
I don't think he's playing.
I'm not convinced.
I don't think he's playing. He sounds like a guy who is completely happy with where he is in life and does not need. You know what he doesn't need right now? He does not need football.
I would love to keep playing. They couldn't tell you, but I'm not shut the door on it.
They need it. He didn't shut the door. Because
why did shut the door?
What's he need to shut the door for? He doesn't.
Because if you're done, you're done.
Why? Why?
Andrew Luck shut that door.
Did he?
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
That dude's gone.
He could change his mind.
Nah,
he may not, but he could change his mind. Rob Gronkowski does not need football. Doesn't need it.
He's tired of people telling him he's coming back.
And he gets emotional talking about how football was taking the joy out of his life and he had to fight through it to continue playing. And you think he's going to be eager to jump right back into that?
Football was bringing me down.
Football was bringing him down.
And I was losing that joy in life.
Losing joy in life when football was breaking him down. Oh, yeah, he's going to sign right back up. He really wants to. He's eager to get back to that.
I'd say no.
And he's saying mentally he couldn't
even. He feels great now.
He's saying mentally. He said physically right now he could go play, but mentally he couldn't. He's telling you already.
I still need mental time.
Right now, mentally, I couldn't go do it again.
But he's got his CBD oil that he's going to rub all over himself, and his medic team's got a plan.
And you know what? By him
get him where he needs to be.
By him leaving that door open today, he is getting talked about, and he is making headlines today, and he is promoting a product the best way he knows how, which is getting himself out there and getting noticed, which is hard to do when you're a former player. And he's doing a great job at it today. And we're talking about his CBD oil and what it means to him and suggesting that maybe he'd come back if he's allowed to take CBD oil. And he is doing a hell of a job promoting that product today. He probably had some coaching on this, and he's doing a great job. But I do not believe he is coming back.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was checking to see what stations bought in on this.
Everybody.
Like Channel 7.
Channel 7 sent people.
They went with it a long time.
Well, Channel 7, I mean, Channel 7.
You got a cat stuck
Dan,
in a tree.
You still work in there? I still work there.
Yes.
I do the occasional freelancing there.
Sure.
Hook.
But they'll take
I go there for Hook driving around
their philosophy, this is a media thing, but their philosophy is the more local programming they can grab, the better.
Yes.
Which is great. I mean, you don't see many stations like theirs now, which is they're an independent. They're not tied to a network. And the more local stuff they can produce, the better, which is great for, local people.
Yep.
And jobs and all that stuff. I love what they do.
Good for Gronk today. Get his whole ad on there.
They're not tied to the network telling them what they have to run. So they can break in and run whatever they want to run.
How did Rob come to get to know CBD oil?
His dad. His dad.
His dad had a bad back. Taking it. He feels great. Can you get the... do you get the Bluetooth football with the CBD oil?
No, I don't think you do.
Oh, a free, stretchy band?
A free Brookstone Bluetooth football?
18-pound football? Yeah. That you could throw and play.
Do you know that I had...
I couldn't throw it. I couldn't throw it.
We tried to throw the Bluetooth football around.
Oh, you could kill somebody with it.
Do you know that when I was cleaning out my garage maybe 3 or 4 months ago in the springtime, that I chucked the Bluetooth football right into the dumpster? I was doing a clean out.
Yeah, just...
And right into the...
There's no purpose for it.
Right into the dumpster. There goes the Bluetooth football.
You think they would have tested that?
And it was still heavy. It didn't lighten up. Yeah.
Or maybe put that speaker in a Nerf ball.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't a great idea. It was too heavy of a ball.
I would.
There it is.
I would break my kid's nose or split his neck if I hit him in the face with it.
How in the world do you have that as fast as you have that?
That's why people dig our show.
Oh my God, this show.
I am pain free.
It's so off the cuff, though.
There it
so it makes you really believe every single word he's saying.
That Bluetooth football weighs, I think, 10 pounds. A great paperweight.
We should put Menino.
Then Terry could still kick it through the uprights.
I bet he could.
It hurt
your foot.
I would put Menino's speeches as he turns the pages up against that Gronkowski press conference any day of the week.
A few months ago, my dad introduced me to a product called CBD Medic that he uses every day for his back pain. He gave me some to try, and I was blown away with how well it worked.
Danny's in Revere on Rob Gronkowski. Hi, Danny.
Don't stop. Hey, I just like to disagree with your point that he doesn't need football anymore. With this new partnership, if he comes back and plays pain-free, that's a huge marketing thing for them.
Boom.
Thanks.
Can't currently play with it.
That's the problem.
You would need the rules to get changed.
I mean,
and I'm not talking
real quick. If you're the NFL,
and by the way, that doesn't prove that he needs football.
Think
I'm talking about,
unless he has a piece of the company, he's not making money off of that. Unless he gets a bigger deal,
right?
If he plays.
But I'm talking about from him. From his perspective, does he personally need football?
What this is
does he
do?
Need it?
There are two things that happened here in the course of these last several days. Andrew Luck has come out and told you like it has made me not like the game anymore. I've lost my love for the game. Gronkowski's telling you, it took my joy away. Football did. The NFL has two major guys in Luck and Gronkowski. Two super brands right there. Just said, I'm done with football because it mentally I can't do it and I need help. Like Luck is in pain. Gronkowski has been in pain for so long. They've got to be open to helping these guys. I'm not even talking CBD. I'm talking, you know, prescribed HGH after games where you could help these guys recover. You want Thursday games? You want to extend seasons? You want 18 games? You want two buys? You want this sport year-round? You better get these guys on some gas. You need to help them. Ben Watson retires. Doctors, actual medical doctors, prescribe him to take stuff to get him to feel better, starts to play again, and all of a sudden he's got to sit for four games. Is that good for this league? I mean, it is out there now. This is public stuff. Help these players.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us. More with Dan is coming up next.
The NFL's better with Gronkowski and Luck in it. So,
We'll talk more with Dan, including the story on David Andrews that was obviously broke last night. Jeff Howe, Jim McBride, details as well. We'll get to that with Dan coming up next. We'll also get back to your calls. So if you're on hold, stay put. We'll get...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. David Andrews released from the hospital last night, dealing with blood clots. That was the news on him. He's going to miss some time, probably significant time, from the Patriots. Patriots dealing with that news last night. Not good. Not good. We talked about this earlier in the show, so.
I think it's bigger than people think.
Bigger how?
From the loss of, you not only lose the team captain, you lose a guy that's a freaking anchor. This guy is available. He's there. He plays through everything. One of the toughest guys. He's the guy that brings the edge up front. Like, he's your modern-day Mankins. Mankins would be that angry guy. Andrews is the one that takes stuff past the whistle. You know, helmet's always popping off, always starting stuff. But from a mental standpoint, the quarterback, you know, worry-free. What am I worried about? I need Edelman, and I need my center. Because my center's going to get every call that I'm doing. He knows what I'm thinking right now. And Brady's talked about this. He's had really good center play over the course of his 20-year career. Now you got a guy up there who's going to anchor, slide things one way or the other, make all the calls, get guys lined up right, not be flustered, be able to deal with noise on the road, as opposed to a younger player like a Teddy Karras. And I have faith in Teddy. Teddy started only 5 games. But Scar will get him up and running and coach his ass up. But it was like one of those few things you had to worry with a 42-year-old quarterback. That's all. And the guy wins. He's a winner. You lose a winner. You know, you could sit here and say, yeah, well, Slater's one of those guys too. Team captain, wins, you know, really performs well in special teams. Yeah, Andrews is the quarterback center. Quarterback center exchange. Flawless, seamless. When's the last time they dropped one? When's the last time he put a shotgun over the guy's head or hit him in a foot with it?
So for those
I don't recall.
For those of us not down there all the time, but was there any indication that something was wrong?
Beginning of camp, yeah. He missed the first couple days of camp there. You know, and then when they don't say anything down here, which makes it tough on the player because I just think that those issues that he's been dealing with in camp are related to what he got diagnosed with yesterday. Everything he's been dealing with in camp is a product of what transpired yesterday.
Do you think they were at all preparing or prepared for this, that they would have to go without?
Well, they have Froholt. They have Karras. Karras' value, and I've been talking about this through camp, that he could play guard, he could play center. You could even kick him outside if needed. See, the good thing is you got two really good guards in Tooney and Shaq Mason. And you can say, yeah, Tooney's nicked up here and there. Tooney's always nicked up in the offseason. He hasn't missed games. Shaq Mason doesn't miss games. Really. He's missed a couple. But you could kind of squeeze things down and take care of Karras with that. Scar will coach that up. But just how they found Andrews, the player he developed into, he's been on our show on Wednesdays. He's just a good guy. Good guy, good player. Now, tough loss for them. I think it's tough for them. People think, oh, it's just, yeah, it's a line. Here's the problem with linemen. Linemen get tagged as linemen, regardless of tackle. You know, unless you're a backside tackle. Why do you think we've sit here and why are we concerned all preseason with Isaiah Wynn or Dan Skipper? It's quarterback's backside. Where did the Houston Texans generate and Tennessee generate the most pressure? Up the middle at the quarterback. If I want to get to Brady,
I don't think people are underrated.
I'm sending people over that center.
I think people are fully aware of how big of a loss this is.
I will test Karras early in the season. Now all of a sudden, you don't think Brian Flores knows how important David Andrews is to the success of that blocking scheme up front? Sure he does.
Regular season record with David Andrews since 2015. The Patriots 47-10. They're 8-1 with him in the postseason. Overall as a starter, the Patriots are 55-11 in David Andrews' career. Guy's done a lot of winning with this team as an anchor on that offensive line. He's been very important to the success of this team up front. He's a good player. Damn good player. Yeah. Hate to see it happen to anybody. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Why don't we get back to your calls? As promised, Mark is in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Before I get to my original question, I do have a David Andrews question. And you guys broadcasted from training camp since the beginning. Has Brady taken snaps from another center?
Yeah.
Is it that much of a difference in an exchange when he's snapping the ball to Brady?
Yeah, I'm just saying when the bullets are
really
flying.
Matter?
When I'm saying the bullets are flying, when you're on the road and it's rocking and it's noisy. Yeah, you know, right. That's where camp's camp.
Certain little tap in the butt or whatever, or just give me the ball, whatever. Yeah, I can see what you're saying there. But on the top 10 best list, if the Bruins won the cup, guys, would they leapfrog the Patriots?
Hell no.
For number one.
No, they'd still be third.
For number one.
Still be third.
They might leapfrog the Celtics. They might.
I think it would leapfrog the Patriots only for one reason. Because it's almost like old hat for the Patriots now. The Bruins, the last time they won a championship was 8 years ago.
So in the last calendar year, Patriots won in a Super Bowl. Red Sox won in a World Series. Bruins won in a Stanley Cup. Rank the three, Mark.
I'm going to say this before Mark does. I think I said Celtics before. If
it's already there. Bruins reaching a Stanley Cup final right there is a three.
I think the Bruins.
That would have been your.
If they had won that Game 7, they would have moved ahead of the Red Sox, in my view. They would have been second.
Wow.
Just because they don't win it as often. There's only one since 1970.
Because it was unexpected.
Yeah, I think the Sox thing is great. And plus, it was more recent.
Red Sox
I think
paid
people
that,
taking yeah. this poll in the last 11 days, if the Bruins won that Game 7, they still kind of got the sugar rush of that. And I think they would have put them ahead of the Red Sox for the number two spot. Patriots are always going to be one, in my view. Beatle, I'm right about that. Don't you think the Bruins would have gone ahead of the Red Sox if they won that game?
World Series is big, Dan.
I know, but they've won it four times.
Whether you're not baseball or
I think the Bruins.
It's more recent. I mean, it was
more recency helps. Recency definitely helps.
And the Sox are going bad now. It's kind of like, what have you done for us lately?
I don't know, though, Dan, but the Bruins, even when they do well, one of the constants that I sort of find in the survey is that even when they do well, even in the years they've done really well, go back to 2012, when they come off winning the Cup, you go to the favorite team, they don't do a huge percentage. They don't have.
It's a smaller niche, we know.
It is. It's just a smaller crowd.
Yep.
You go to this question, how often do you follow the Bruins? And you go to 100% of the time. Even among the respondents, you get less than 20%.
Right. How many say baseball in that?
I can tell you. In terms of how often do you follow the 100%. Red Sox, 100% of the time. I can get you exactly that answer one. If you'd like. I can look that up for you.
Survey said.
For the Celtics, it's 19% of the time. For 100%, how often? 100% of the time. For the
so
Reds,
65%.
9%. 9%.
Jesus, are they registering or what?
Yeah, they are, man.
Holy
I'm telling
moly.
You. There's a huge uptick in the Revs. 9% of the time. These are all broken out into the team.
We may have to get out there and kick that ball around in the net, Beetle. Little cleat.
The Bruins. The what did I say?
You said 20.
You were talking
18%
Reds?
Of the time was the Bruins. You want to know the Red Sox number?
It did.
I'll get it for you. Give me a second. I'll tell you exactly what that is. 100% of the time for the Patriots is 40%.
Okay, so these numbers are, I would have thought that'd be higher. It's tough.
No, 100% is Dan, 100%. I mean,
yeah, for the Red Sox, how often do you follow the Red Sox? 12% for the Red
Whoa.
Sox, 100% of the time.
Which is
and what were the Revs?
The Revs are almost there.
So
Revs are 9.
You know what?
This poll's bogus.
I think you're right, Dan. That actually proves that the Bruins would have. Yeah. The Bruins, if they had won, would have been ahead of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh in New Hampshire on David Andrews. Josh.
What's up?
Turn the radio down.
I just did. So I was thinking the Patriots should go sign Matt Unger or one of the free agent veterans out there because, I don't trust this kid behind David Andrews. And who knows, maybe David Andrews will call it a career. After just finding out what he just found out. That's just my opinion. Go sign a veteran presence. That's all.
Okay.
I trust Karras. He's shown you enough that he belongs. Now you get reps, you coach him up. Plus, he's a little bigger, which will help from a physical standpoint. I'm not saying Andrews is not physical, but you're able to line up some more meat across the front there.
It matters who Brady wants, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. Wasn't Stork a better physical center than David Andrews, but... Andrews is a better player because he's right on the same page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karras can do the job. I'm not worried about the backup. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, Stork was crazy, huh?
Now we're talking about it. I didn't want to talk about it today. I didn't want to go down this path. I just wanted to
evaluate.
But here we are. He's fine. Ted Karras will do
it. He has this already.
I'm not worried about Ted Karras. He's more than capable of stepping up and doing the job. I'm only talking about
I don't want to bring an outsider in. I'll go Karras.
I don't either. I'm fine. Fine with Ted Karras.
Scar will get him ready.
Yeah. Fine. Scar will get him ready. Fine.
Can he shotgun snap?
I don't know.
Remember they had to flip-flop Compton and Woody that year with a shotgun?
Is it an issue? Wait, Ted Karras got an issue with...
No, no, I'm flashing back to the previous centers.
Is that something I didn't know about? What?
Jinx.
So do you remember that? When 2001,
I remember that.
When they had to flip-flop,
yeah, Woody,
it's like, oh, they're going shotgun.
Woody couldn't do the shotgun. They had to bring in Compton.
That was crazy.
Yeah, Woody could not shotgun.
Hey, everybody, here comes the tackle into snap. Oh, I bet it's gun.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five.
They still beat people with it.
Hey. We've got an answer for Dan. The most ridiculous answer in the survey.
Oh, really?
On the Celtics.
Do tell.
It's of your era of Celtics. Your Celtics generation.
My guys.
Yeah, your guys.
Bob Cousy?
Like, no, the guys you covered.
Okay.
Not the guys you grew up loving.
Havlicek? Celtics.
The guys you covered. That's what we're gonna do. We'll get to that. The most ridiculous answer in all of the survey. This is actually the part of the survey where some people refused to answer the questions and wrote in, this is a lame question, right, Jim? That and so the survey actually put in, yeah, some people refused and told us this was a bad question to be asking, but it produced some amazing results, and we'll give you that for Dan Shaughnessy next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
So they ask this really weird question.
What's the question?
Most favorite player to win a championship, which you're like, okay, for each team, for the Red Sox, for example. Who's your favorite player to ever win a championship for the Red Sox?
Ever.
Pedro.
All right, David Ortiz came in first. Pedro came in second.
Manny?
Somehow Chris Sale finished third.
He came in. He struck out Manny Machado.
You millennials.
What a thing.
Boy, how soon we forget.
Least favorite player to win a championship for the Red Sox. This one blows my mind.
Oh, it's got to be Dice K.
David Price.
It is. You know, how did you know?
He retired
the
all the...
How did you know it was Dice K?
The money.
He retired all the trophies for unpopularity.
People... $51 million posting fee.
People hate Dice K, though?
Yeah, yes.
They do?
Oh, my God. He took forever to pitch.
There was that.
He painted the corner. He dabbled. He never threw the ball over the plate.
I didn't know it was I didn't know it was personal.
It became personal. It became the beginning of hating baseball.
He never said anything, you know, so it wasn't like that.
Oh, it's the worst.
You know. I didn't know it was personal with Dice K.
Fans just didn't like that.
He was just there.
It was so much, you know, like pageantry to his entrance.
The buildup. Thank you.
And then
Jacoby Ellsbury. Jacoby Ellsbury is second. David Price is third. How is David Price third? He should have won the MVP.
He should have got more love. He should get more love than Chris Sale.
Johnny Damon there?
He's done.
Johnny Damon finished fifth, just behind Josh Beckett.
Okay.
No one finished behind Johnny Damon. Said no one. I'm not answering. And then just behind no one, at 10% was the response: lame, bad, or poor question. Because people are like, I don't like this question. Anyone who's a winner is okay with me.
Well, that's crazy that Damon's on there. They loved him when he won at 04.
Well, there are people that just were flat out against answering the question.
That would be like answering Vinatieri. You know, he won one with the Colts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be like saying, oh, yeah, well, we hate him now because he won one with the Colts. You know, screw that.
Well, if you want to do that, we can also look at the least favorite player to win a championship for the Patriots. Darrell Revis is number one. Aqib Talib is number two.
Oh, I love Talib.
Dwayne Allen is number three. Dwayne Allen. Couldn't stand it.
Recency bias.
Malcolm Butler is fourth, which I find despicable.
What did he ever do?
Corey Dillon is fifth. Why the hell is Corey Dillon on there?
Yeah, clock.
What did he ever do wrong?
Ringing the pain.
He was good when he was here.
Yeah, he's good.
Remember when Coach Willie May interviewed him at a Celtic game?
No one got 14. Lame question. Bad question. Got 13.
Right, so no Vinatieri, at least. We'll give the Patriots fans some credit there.
Okay. Jim is saying you got to do the favorites here.
Yeah, because the bottom one is ridiculous.
Tom Brady, I'll just give you the order.
Brady Gronk.
Tom
These
Brady.
Are favorites. Do the category again.
All right. Favorite player to win a championship all time, Patriots. Tom Brady, Troy Brown, Teddy Bruschi, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman. Okay?
Yep.
Cool. Great. And then there's this last name on here, the sixth guy on the list. Tell me what's wrong with naming this guy. Wes Welker.
He won a championship.
Yeah, he never won a ring.
Dummies.
3%.
There's 10,000 people. There's right 13,000 people in the Patriots part of the survey. Correct.
I believe perception. That was the number.
Yeah, 3% of that.
Which means hundreds of people. 400 people incorrectly thought Wes Welker had won a championship. He never did.
I heard his name brought up for Patriot Hall of Famer because of the numbers. And if that's the mentality,
can I give you one more?
Tom said he won a title for the Giants, though.
Can I give you another one? Aqib Talib.
Giants.
Did Aqib Talib
drop that pass?
Denver, dummy.
No, he dropped the pass.
Yeah, Aqib Talib, he won a Super Bowl here?
No. No. I don't think he did.
No. The second time?
No.
It's spelled wrong,
too. He didn't.
No.
Aqib Talib didn't win one either.
Nope. They shipped him out, and then we got Darrell Revis, Super Bowl 49. That was that year.
Aqib Talib didn't win one here either, and
no,
he's on
didn't.
The list of
he
least
never did.
Favorite.
Never did.
I'm like reading that list. I'm like, wait, Aqib Talib didn't win one either.
Yeah, never did.
Aqib Talib, also incorrect.
Well, maybe it's the other guy, spelled A-K-I-B.
Yeah, no, it's a misspelling, but whatever. There's a problem with that, too. Aqib Talib wasn't a guy who won one. Okay, now let's get to this. And this is what we wanted to bring up.
The Celtic thing in the
80s. It's the Celtics one, because it is the most favorite and least favorite to win a championship. Least favorite will save. Favorite players to win a championship, which in the Celtics is like, you know, come on.
Yeah. Is this ever?
Ever.
Ever.
Which and is like all the greats.
They should have done an ugly
all the
one
great
too.
Celtics have
like
won.
Your ugliest Celtics.
So this is basically your favorite all-time Celtic.
Larry Bird.
Celtics had the ugliest players.
Who do you think is number one?
Larry
Bird. Wrong.
What?
Oh, boy.
Bill Russell, number
that's good.
One.
Okay, well, that's good.
And Bill Russell, by a wide margin.
I'm glad.
Bill Russell, 30% of the vote.
Well, this is the poll people coming up better now.
Larry Bird, 17%, came in second.
Okay.
Dave Cowens finished third at 11%.
Wow, old schoolers here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Paul Pierce finished fourth with 7%. That's the younger crowd.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge gets too much love here.
Yeah, man.
He finishes fifth. And Kevin Garnett finishes tied with Danny Ainge with 4%.
Okay. So what's the goofy part coming up here?
Least favorite player to win a championship.
As a Celtic.
Rondo.
Rondo in a runaway. 26%.
Just detestable.
Glenn Davis.
Big baby.
At number two. Number three is very surprising because I thought everybody loved this guy. I thought he was a lovable player.
ML Carr?
No. More recent. The last Celtics winning team.
Whoa.
Starting lineup member.
Oh, okay.
And it's not Rondo.
I was about to say Big Baby, but starting Perk?
I already said Big Baby.
Perk.
No. Perk.
Oh.
I knew it.
How in the world does Perkins finish?
That makes no sense.
As a least favorite guy.
No, yeah. You know, that's just, what'd Perk ever do?
What'd Perk do?
Traded his ass when they were going to win again, 2011.
So it goes Rondo, Glenn Davis, Perk.
Ah, boy, that's weird.
Bad.
That's just weird.
Wait a minute. Where's Ray Allen?
That's what I thought was going to happen.
That should be three.
Hold on. Slow down.
Irrational hatred.
So it's Rondo, Glenn Davis, Perkins, 1, 2, 3. Ray Allen finishes fifth.
Mm-hmm.
I have not given you number four yet. Sixth is, this is a bad question, that answer again.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere is this answer, which Jim thinks is the most hilarious.
Hilarious how many people answered this.
The single most hilarious answer. Jim, you've done the math without saying who it is yet.
I haven't seen it.
Jim's
there's about 10,000 people in the Celtics part of the survey.
And so you've done the math. How many?
So 7% would be.
Can I guess?
700 people.
I've
not seen it.
Or over 700 people.
Approximately 700 people answered that this guy, a center for the Boston Celtics.
Greg Kite.
Yes.
Yeah, irrational hatred of
Greg Kite.
Skilled. Yeah, just because he wasn't particularly smooth. But he's, that's ridiculous.
700 people into Greg Kite.
Where in the world did this come from?
Well, I have been referencing him a lot lately because with this whole Taco Fall thing, I'll say, all right, 12th man, he's got to be better than Greg Kite. You know, and that's okay. Greg Kite, he did his role. He filled his role. Good practice player.
Greg Kite, 7% of the vote.
That is people amazing. Hate Greg Kite.
That's amazing that people remember Greg Kite.
Not only do they remember him, there's hundreds of people in August of 2019 that are still hanging on to their Greg Kite hate.
Good God.
300 more people hate Greg Kite than Ray Allen.
Who the hell knew that Greg, there's more people out there right now willing to hate on Greg Kite than Ray Allen.
Look him up sometime. The guy, he adopted like 11 children. He was a wonderful man in the world. You know, wonderful guy. Oh, God.
He's like a wonderful humanitarian. He's like a
legitimate saint.
How many kites
do
you think he owned?
Yeah.
He had all those kids. How many kites do you think he
Boston's like, damn, did I hate Greg Kite. Oh, he was the worst.
I didn't remember Greg Kite.
If you break out the demographics, I bet you it's a much larger percent of the older demographics, because the demographics are broken out at the beginning of the survey, and it says the ages, and they're mostly younger people.
That's so weird.
I am on the older end. I'm on the younger end. I'm over 40, and I'm on the younger end of people who remember Greg Kite.
How did Greg Kite get 700 people to vote for him in this?
It just makes no
sense. Oh, Greg Kite, hate that guy.
No one ever hated Greg Kite.
Yeah. Oh, Greg Kite.
Wonderful guy. Oh, Danny, if Danny's listening to this, he'll be weeping. They all love Greg. We used to carpool together. Me and Greg Kite, he was a neighbor. We did trash barrels
together. Okay, finish that story. Yeah. Wait, you and Greg Kite used to carpool together?
Yeah, he lived in West Newton off Waltham Street. You know, he had a little house, and then they started adopting more children. They had to get a bigger house. But, yeah, he was a very, very humble guy, man of the people.
Ryan LaPetta.
What was the trash barrel thing?
Well, Monday was trash day in that part of West Newton. Yeah.
And you had to do what with the trash
barrel? Well, I would see his barrels out. It would remind me to get my barrels out, you know, because it was Monday.
Do you remember Ronnie LaPetta? You remember Ronnie LaPetta played defensive back?
Yeah.
So when I was a rookie, Ronnie LaPetta sort of took all his rookies under his wing. He took us fishing one day on the Cape. So we get on his boat. We're going bottom fishing. You just get around, you bait the hook, and you just drop it on the bottom. You catch scup all day. And Ronnie's there, and there's like 11 kids. There's at least 11 kids with him. And I'm like, oh, he must have picked up his kids' school class and taken fishing with us. All his rookies. And it was all Ronnie's foster kid. Ronnie Foster.
He picked up the whole
11 time. Foster children and his kids. And the more you did, the more you got paid for it. So I thought it was his entire class. No, it was all Ronnie's kids.
This is like, this would be like Taco Fall commuting with B-Rob to the garden, to the practice facility now.
It's crazy.
Like, pick me up on the way in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. B-Rob, Dan's dates, dates are coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
A little lunch bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Time now for Dan's Dates. It is the 27th of August. Dan, what do we got today?
The dates suck. Yeah, I mean, it's just don't getting around it.
Why don't you sleep now?
What do we got for birthdays?
Why don't you sleep now?
No good birthdays?
Sam Travis, 26 today. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman, how old do you think he is?
Oh, I'm going to say he is 58.
No, 64.
Pervert.
What do you got? How old?
Pee Wee. Pee Wee's players. 57.
He is 67 today.
Wow.
Pretty well, yeah.
Looks good for a pervert.
Yeah, I was like off by 10 years.
Now, actress Tuesday Weld is 76 today, and it's Tuesday. You know, Hardy would have loved that.
She related to Bill Weld?
You know. Tuesday Weld.
Yeah, Tuesday was born on a Tuesday.
I gladly paid Tuesday for a hamburger today.
In fact, I bumped into her on a Tuesday in LA once.
Yeah. Sorry, Tuesday. I meant Tuesday. Today's actually Tuesday.
Movie director Tom Ford is 58. I don't know who he is, but he's 58.
Tom Ford, does he have? Is he the clothing guy, Tom Ford?
I don't know. Actress Shonda Wilson, do we know who that is? She's 50?
No.
Actor Aaron Paul is 40. I don't know who these people are.
You know who Aaron Paul is.
Breaking Bad. Oh.
I never saw
Which
that.
One?
Aaron Paul plays one of the main characters. He's coming back in Breaking Bad. Okay. You know. Did
Skinny
you ever
Pete?
Watch?
Skinny Pete?
No, he's not Skinny Pete. No. Have you watched Breaking Bad? He's Jesse Pinkman.
Oh, that's Jesse?
Jesse is Aaron Paul.
Oh, wow. He's only 40. Wow.
Have you watched watch Breaking Bad?
Yes. When I broke my shoulder, I watched the whole thing. I blasted through
it. I wouldn't know how to watch Breaking Bad.
You would love it.
So you know that Breaking Bad is coming back in October,
right?
It's
a movie, right?
So it's a movie that is based on what happens with Jesse.
Okay.
After he drives away.
Well, I'm glad I know this now because Aaron Paul is 40 today, so the birthdays just got better. On this date in... Oh, wait. One...
See, this is why, like, if they make a Sopranos movie, it's going to be easy because then you would know, okay.
Well, they are making a Sopranos movie,
Tony
but
got
prequel.
Whacked, and when a ding-a-ling-a-ling
No, but they're not... They're doing a prequel.
All a prequel.
For the Sopranos.
I'm going to do a prequel if Tony's dead.
Because they're not doing a prequel, not a sequel. Prequel. They're going back in time.
Kind of like Godfather 2.
His son's in the movie, right?
Better Call Saul.
His son is playing... yes, James Gandolfini's son is going to play a young Tony in the Sopranos movie that they're putting together. In the Breaking Bad movie, it's just picking
it's like
up
Ice
where
Cube's
they left
kid.
Off at the end of the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be called Cube's El Camino because Jesse Pinkman
like
drives away in the El Camino. And well, Skinny Pete is in the trailer, I believe.
I've seen the picture.
Skinny Pete is saying, I'm not telling you what happened. Yeah. he said, even if I did know where Jesse Pinkman is, I wouldn't tell you where he is.
Good for him. One of the Beatles' wives, Barbara Bach, is 72 today. She was a Bond girl. Stuff that happened on August 27th in 1859.
Wow, it's already August 27th, huh?
Edwin Drake drilled the first successful oil well in the U.S. Oh. in Pennsylvania.
Seems significant.
I love the Drake. In 63, W.E.B. Du Bois died in Ghana at the age of 95. He's an important guy.
Library at UMass named after
This one's mildly interesting. In 1967, Brian Epstein, manager of the Beatles, was found dead in his London flat. Accidental overdose of sleeping pills. He was 32. It turned out he was gay. That's not related to any of that. But it was not known at the time.
Just why slide that in?
Oh, so did it they learn that in death?
Yes.
They did the autopsy.
Beatles
yeah, they did the autopsy.
Yes, it came out later. It was not revealed in the autopsy.
Dan, my guess is that the people who knew him knew that about him.
Possibly.
I'm you're guessing right. that yes. maybe it wasn't known publicly, but the people who knew him best knew that.
I like so saying that the autopsy revealed.
There's toy cars in here.
Oh, that's bad. On this date in 1979, British war hero Lord Lewis Mountbatten and three other people were...
Mountbatten.
They were killed on the coast of Ireland. A boat explosion claimed by the IRA. It was not good. On this date in 2005, coastal residents jammed freeways and gas stations as they rushed to get out of the way of Hurricane Katrina.
Man,
that was bearing down on this date in 2005 outside of New Orleans. Who knew? Yeah. 14 years, Katrina.
Wow.
On this date in 2008, Barack Obama was nominated for President of the United States in Denver, first African-American to head a ticket. A year later, which was the year the Sports Hub started, mourners filed past the closed casket of Edward Kennedy across the street at the Presidential Library. That was 10 years ago, and it was, I think, the Dan Shaughnessy Show.
You were working that day. You were doing the Dan Shaughnessy Show. I remember us sitting in the studio together watching that on television.
Yes, yes. It was a Saturday. So,
It was a rainy day. It was a rainy Saturday. We were sitting in the studio.
One of the better episodes.
You and I.
That show is widely mocked now.
Yeah, Jones is still scarred by that. Jones still won't refer to you by name.
Welcome to the Dan Shaughnessy Show. We now turn it over to the host.
Jones won't allow Arcand or Keith. None of them could have a name on it because Jones is like, I'm going to have my own show. Dan Shaughnessy had to talk to...
He used to be like, right out of the gate, we'll talk to Shalice Manzayoung, Shira Springer.
I liked having guests, so I didn't have to worry.
Shira Springer
like,
right out of the
it
gate.
It was like Gasper's podcast. It was like one of the worst freaking hours of radio you could ever do.
It took the pressure off to have guests. I found that was much, much easier mode of radio. On this date, 1964, Mary Poppins debuted.
Mark Spears.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to join us? Talk to the Celtics.
A spoonful of sugar. Oh, how did the medicine go down?
On this date in 1976, transsexual Renee Richards was barred from the U.S. Open, was not allowed to play with the women. 1976.
Jesus.
Renee Richards had been a man, I think he was a doctor or dentist, became a woman and was barred from the U.S. Open. So it was a fair competition action back then. On this date in 1984, President Ronald Reagan announced the Teacher in Space program. So that was 2 years later that the Challenger blew up. So that was that. And I'm going to turn it over to Sarge at this portion of dates.
I'll give you two. Got a music one. 1991, Pearl Jam released their debut studio album, 10.
Ooh, that's a big one.
And big birthday today, Sergeant Slaughter, 70 years young, WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter.
Wow.
There you go.
Does he get a Sarge salute?
Oh, heck yeah. And I think he's going to give one to us.
All right.
Very good.
Michael Vick played guilty on this day, 2007.
Can you believe his song's 28 years old?
No.
20? You want to date yourself? Talk about songs that still stand the test of time?
Yeah, here. It's crazy.
Speaking of time, we're coming to it for overtime.
I saw her.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You got like 40 seconds to go.
I got a little
my man.
For you.
I don't know if you're, if you're allowed to leave early.
So I'm in the kitchen today, and Sarge comes up to me and goes, it's a big day for me today. Big day. I go, what's a big day? John Cena followed him today on Twitter.
Yep.
How many followers does he have? How many people does he follow?
First him?
Yeah.
About 10,000.
So you feel you're special, the fact that a man that follows 10,000 people follows you.
I think that's pretty cool.
You know what I do? I follow 69 people.
Good for you.
If you're on my list, you're special.
And I'm on there. Thank you.
You're on there.
You follow me, Zo?
I do.
Yeah. Wow. I feel special.
Yeah. Good.
You're one of 69.
Good man, Zo.
What?
Anything else?
No, I see some other dates.
Yeah, it was pretty lame.
It's a bad day for dates.
No, it's there's some horrible stuff that happened on this day. Stevie Ray Vaughan died on this day in a helicopter crash. 1990 was the day that
I went getting a helicopter.
What was the thing that you mentioned, Jim?
1955, first Guinness Book of World Records released.
That's not bad.
Ooh, that one.
And 82, Ricky Henderson, 119 stolen base.
I saw that.
Mama says, record. I do know best.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, 33 seconds of overtime, and we're going to switch to Thursday next week. So
yes,
see you
we are. Football season is upon
we'll
us.
We'll see if we can fit you in.
We're shifting things around. Dan is going to shift to later in the week to accommodate all the football
Dan,
stuff.
Here
we
he goes.
Bye, Dan.
Take care, Dan. We'll see you around Newton.
Where do you get those clothes? The Dan store? Like walk in, like, hey, I have the white shoes and I have the faded jeans and a Oxford.
Looks good.
90 seconds, though, commercials. Do you want to know how we did in the survey? How the Sports Hub did? How the radio shows did? How the personalities did?
Oh, boy.
I'll give you the answers. The media section.
Top 10 headline guys.
That's right. That top 10 headline guy. How did you do, Sarge? How did you fare?
I don't know if I made the cut.
Michael O'Brien? Who?
Who?
Mike O'Brien did not make it, and Sarge, unfortunately, you did not make
it. That's right. I want to be off that list. I want nothing to do with that.
But I'll tell you where the rest of us fit in, where we slot in, and we'll thank our listeners because we did very well. And viewers. We did very well on the TV side this year, too. We'll tell you where we finished next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.